Today's share in the Deer Shoe Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Peches Amud Aleph. We're in the sixth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we're beginning today on the very top line, Sif Beis. We'll finish off Simon Tof Reish Chav Ches and start Tof Reish Chav Tes. So we begin with the Mechaber Sif Beis. So Oseh Sukkos Berosho Agola. The person makes a sukkah on top of a wagon, or Obi Rosh HaSvina, or on top of a boat. These are movable items, obviously, and is such a sukkah good? So, if these structures would not be able to withstand the normal wind that's on the ground, so then, psula, then they're not kosher with sukkahs. However, if they could withstand a normal ground wind, so then, even if they can't withstand the stronger winds where they are, in, for example, in the Yam, so then Ksherit still is good. Obviously, it has to be up right now, and it can't be blown down. So it may or may not be able to withstand a future wind, but right now, as long as it can withstand the regular wind of the Yabasha, so even though in the place where it is, there's sometimes stronger normal winds, nevertheless, it is kosher sukkah. So let's look in the Mishneh Berurah, Sivkot and Yud, to discuss this further. He says, even though this is a movable item, the boat or the wagon, as we'll see in the Dershah footnote number 5, this likewise is talking about a sukkah that's on top of a truck, on top of a machonis of some sort. Shadina kasukkah b'rosh agola has no difference than a sukkah that's on a wagon or a sukkah that's on the back of a flatbed truck. And this is the opinion of Rav Yashiv Zatzal, who brings down Shem Eino Mezes Dovor Muktza, Veino Chashash Iser Besicha Sadelis. If when you're getting onto this truck, even on Shabbos or Yontif, as long as you're not really moving the truck, even though it may move a little bit under your weight, and as long as you're not turning on any lights when you enter into the truck, all the lights are turned off, so then Mutalalo Selah B'Shabbos L'Chatchila. You can even go up in such a truck on Shabbos L'chatchila, en chashash b'mashem mechonis misnanedes ma'at b'shor sholo aleh. Even though the truck slightly moves under your weight, that's not considered anything significant, and this would have the same exact din as going on an agola. So, in this situation, it is acceptable. The Mishnah continues, Sivkot Yud, v'al kein hasocharim, therefore merchants, yichol lasu sukkah ba'agolo shalahem shekorim beidel. Then when the merchants get together for their conferences and their marketing, so they are allowed to go and make a movable type of a sukkah on one of these wagons, that is perfectly acceptable. In the Sharet Zion Osh Yidal, if he brings down for the Prima Godim, that this is a new thing, the dafka b'shor shol medes, v'lo b'shor shol lech, it says it's only while it's stationary, but not while it's moving, is it acceptable. V'shayni svina d'orcha b'kach, as opposed to a boat, which is going on the water, that's its normal way, as opposed to the wagon, which can be stopped. However, the Bikur Yaakov disagrees with this, and the Chofetz Chaim concludes, u'dvarav nechonim, he thinks that the Bikur Yaakov is correct. Mishneh Berurah continues, and he says, he says, of course, this sukkah that's on the wagon or on the boat has to be of the right size. It has to be 10 tefachim tall, the airspace in between it, and it has to have at least a 7 tefach by 7 tefach area, not including the wheels. So this is a requirement, basic requirement for the sukkah. It brings down the mechayyadim. Furthermore, you have to tie this sukkah down with some strength, that it can withstand a normal wind. Otherwise, it will blow right off the wagon, blow right off the boat, so then that's not good. Dishu foot number 6 brings down, how do we define this ruach metzuya? So Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal brings down, the winds that are prevalent during the time of sukkahs, not winds that might be prevalent at other times of the year. However, he's mistapek lefi'ez emokom be'eretz dinam esadover, donim esadover. Does it depend on that specific place or other places? Do you look at the winds in that place in the higher locations, let's say in the mountains, or do you look at on the plains? And he brings down from the Yashiv Zatzal, Shesukah Omedes Agabe Gag, if the sukkah is on the rooftop, it can't withstand the higher winds swirling on the rooftops. Ella, rock, beruach, mitzuyah, bakarka, but it would be able to withstand the winds if it was on the ground, then it's not considered a kosher sukkah. That's psula. And this opinion as well, the Niti Gavriel, and he brings down in the name of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal the similar idea, and he adds, Adraba, Mistabish, Av Sukkah, Nimzis, Agabe, Karka, even the sukkah on the ground, Srichlios, Kazu, Shetuch, Lamo, Beruach, Mitzuyah, Bagak, has to be able to withstand the winds that would be on the rooftop in order for it to be considered a kosher sukkah, even on the ground. Now we go to the Mishneh Berurah Sivkot and Yud Aleph, or it's on the top of the boat. Hu makom gavoah shel sfina. This is talking about the highest point on the boat. Hu gavoah ma'ot. It's very high up on the mast. Let's say he has a little sukkah. For ruach shalet sham volkarta, and there'll be very sturdy, strong winds over there that will be able to uproot the sukkah. But as long as we said it's able to withstand the winds, let's say on the regular part of the deck, and right now it's been able to withstand them, it is a kosher sukkah. Sivkon Yud Beis, wrote Salomo, what the Mechaber is telling us over here is, Shalom Kishor B'chozek Klal, you didn't tie it down strongly, She'ez Aruach Shevo Yakrena, if a regular wind will go blow it away, P'sul, then it's no good. Da'filu Diras Haroi Lohavya, it doesn't have the status of even being a temporary dwelling in that situation. The issue footnote number 7 brings down, Av Shevoloze Yesh Livsol Sukkazu Mishum Shemachitza She'ni Yechol Lamo Beruach Metsuya. He says, what about in this situation? The walls aren't considered a good mechitza because they're blown about. So he brings down from a Vayashiv Zatzal, Shalafi Adeos Hasovro Shemachitza Shazer Pachos Mishlosha Tvachim Eino Psula. He says, if it doesn't blow more than three Tvachim, it isn't Psula. So he says, according to that, Hischadish Kansha Sukkah Psula. In this situation, it still would be no good because this is not considered over here even a Diras Aroi because it blows in this fashion. What about the schach can't stay up? The sukkah can, but the schach will fall off. So the svasemis is mistopic. Does this make the schach possible? In hupsul the schach. He brings down from the shelter to Yad Eliyahu that it is possible. And there's also the opinion of Nissen Karlitz at Sal and Ruchayim Kamayetsky Shlita Lahavdo Ben Chayim Lechayim. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud Gimel then adds on and he says, the ruach mitzuya the yam, hu kiruach she'ena mitzuya da yabasha. The normal winds on the yam are the equivalent of the unusually strong winds of the Yabasha. The Yam winds are normally stronger. There's nothing blocking them, and they are going to be stronger in general than over the land. Hurricanes are much more powerful when they're over the water than they are over the land. They die down. They lose their power over the land to a certain extent. Finally, Sivkon Yadali, the Mishmur says, Balkoponim, Michlal Dira Sarai, Lo Nafka. It still retains its status of being a Dira Sarai, even though it would not be able to withstand up to the gale winds of the Yam, but it can stand up to the regular winds of the Yabasha. And he adds, Vafilu b'shor sholechas al yam, and this is even when it's on the water, as long as those winds are in present right now to blow down the sukkah, so the sukkah is a kosher sukkah. The issue footnote number 8 brings down that the Gemara in Sukkah tells us, Shesukkah she'ena ruya lo shevis bo shivas yabim eino nechshev sukkah. The sukkah has to be dwellable for all 7 days. So this is going to be seemingly a problem over here because this sukkah in the yam, harayana yechol lamo beruach hametsuya sham, it can't withstand the normal winds there. So at some point in the 7 days, mistama, there are going to be these abnormal winds that will blow it down. So how's it good even when they're not blowing? So he brings down for Shelus Shuvas Elif Lo Shlomo, Shaho Vesukkah Zu Ruya Mitzat Atzma. The sukkah itself is technically good. It's only some external factors, such as the winds, that will sometimes cause it not to be good. So therefore, that's not a chisorin in the sukkah itself. And therefore, it isn't considered a sukkah Shein Ruya L'Shiva. And Harav Yashiv Zatzal adds, Shekivin Sheyoshe Bo Kishein Ruach, since you're able to stay there when the wind isn't blowing so terribly strong, Uvematzav Zeh Sukkah Ruhi L'Shiva, at that moment in time, it would stay there for all 7 days. That's also considered, therefore, not a chisaron in the future that it might change. V'lo Nemar HaPsul She'en Ruhi L'Shiva, and we don't say that a sukkah that can't stay for 7 days is no good even for 1 day. Ela b'sukkah al gabi behem of ilam. We only say that according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda for a sukkah that's on top of an animal or a tree. Menei shegam in tishar a sukkah bosa matzav sheep, because if you even left it over there, lo yuchlu likonis l'socha b'shabes yomter. You can't go onto them because of the muksa animal, the muksa tree. And this is also the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, the Lichel Shlomo, and the Orach HaShulchan adds shesukkah bayom kishera. Kivin Sharuch Ein Mitzuya Kozman. And the Orach HaShulchan agrees with his din that the sukkah on the boat and the sea is good, even though eventually there may be winds that are too strong for it. But right now, Haruach Ein Mitzuya Kozman, it's not there all the time, and therefore it's good right now, and therefore it's good for all 7 days. Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, as saw Berosh HaGomol, if you built a sukkah on top of a camel, or Berosh HaIlon, or on top of a tree, share it, it's a kosher sukkah. However, Vein Olin Law be Yontif. You're not allowed to go up on it on Yontif. The Mishbur explains Sif Kontes Vav. Hainish also Shom HaDefonos, Bein Chatot Roseha, V'sichech HaGabon, that you made the walls of the sukkah in between the humps of the camel, V'sichech HaGabon, then you put Tzach on top of it. The Sharetzion in Os Tez Zayin explains here, as opposed to Lafuke im Roshe Hakonim Shel Aschach, if you would just put the poles of the Schach on top of the camel's back, the posel, Af B'dieved, that would be no good because Lafish Ein Lo Keva, that has no substance to it, it's not sturdy. Sharei Agomo Yelech Mikan Mivipol, because the camel's constantly moving and the sukkah will fall down. so it has to be sturdy, even though it's on the camel's back. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Tezayin says, if you build it on top of a tree, tikein moshavu berosho, for also shom chitzus ischach. Again, you made a place for it on the tree, and you made for it appropriate machitzos in the tree, and you put up appropriate schach. And obviously the branches of the tree aren't blocking that schach, like we discussed earlier in Shiur. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Tezayin says, but you can't go up to this tree on Yontif, but certainly not on Shabbos, because on Yontif or on Shabbos, you can't use animals or a tree, something attached to the ground. And he says, and even if the sukkah is on the ground, just that the reeds of the schach are being supported by the tree, also lalos lo b'Shabbos, you can't go up on it on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, because you may come to use the schach. For example, shi'aniach sham chafaitzav, you may go put your things up there, or yisla bo shum dover, or hang something from it, v'nimsa mishtamish ha'idei ilan, therefore you use the tree as well. V'av shod davka b'yamim rishonim, maybe this was only true in those days, shayu regilin lishtamish b'schach, that they would regularly use their schach, laniach v'lislos sham chafetzem, that they would hang things on the schach for their own personal usage. However, nowadays, aval achshad, the Mishmur says, shayim regilin b'kach, nobody does this anymore, ein choshishin l'kach, we don't have to be concerned about it, umutu la'los l'socho af b'shabbos yontif, you technically be allowed to go up onto this type of a sukkah on Shabbos and yontif. However, mikom makom l'chatchila, ein l'smoch etz haschach alila, but you should be careful even in this situation not to have the schach being resting on the tree. Shema midin is a schach l'chatchila el b'davah haroy l'sichoch, because you shouldn't put the schach on something that itself couldn't be kosher a schach. K'mo shekos b'simin tof reish chavtes, we'll learn mitzvah Hashem in the next simin. Ayin shamatam, and we'll see there the reasoning. V'im noatz kundisin milan, if you put in poles into the tree, v'somach haschach aleim, and then you attach the schach to these poles that went into the tree, that would be good. Shari av l'chatchila, that's perfectly good even l'chatchila. Chaba continues and he says, Miktsoso alo ilon, miktsoso v'dover acher, if you have some of the sukkah being supported by the tree and some of it being supported by something else, so it depends. Imhu binyan, if it would be in this situation, shimi not al ilon, that the tree weren't there, tishar hi omedis, then the sukkah would stay up, the schach would stay up, the lo tipol, it wouldn't fall down. So then olon al yontif, then you'd be allowed to use this on yontif. However, imlav, if it would fall down without the tree there, so the tree is essential, so ain't olon al yontif, then you can't go up on this on yontif. Mishmur explains the sivkot yitches, vim alvar all al yontif, what happens if a person went up there on yontif? So nevertheless, yotzi dechovos, even though he shouldn't have, he would be yotze his chova after the fact. Dirshah foot number 10 brings down, Misha ola lilam yontif, he went up onto a tree on yontif, haimutu lolo redes mimenu yontif, can you come down? So this is a shayla that we asked in Shulchan Aruch Hanuchos Shabbos. He says, shim ola bishogig, if you went up by accident, then mutu lolo redes, you should come down. But if you went up on purpose, so then there's a knas that's put in, and we don't let you come down to let the Shabbos or yontif. He says, but if you just jump right down, then having to really hold on to the tree, so then Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brought down a Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, it'd be better to go off it, because every second that you're up there, you're technically using the tree, so therefore better to just jump off. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, he says, "Ayn the prima godem shemesupok im ein lo biyontif rak suk agabe behemo ilan." If on yontif you have no other sukkah other than the sukkah that's on the animal or the tree, so imutu lo lechatchila lalos ayn sham. He's not sure. Can you go up there or not? Look in the prima godem. However, the Bikri Yaakov disagrees. Masik the also, he says, "No, you can't." The Chachamim pitaru. In this situation, the person is not obligated in the din of sukkah because he has no kosher sukkah, and therefore ayn sham. Look in the Bikri Yaakov for this discussion. In the Shaar Tzion Oschof Gimel, he brings down the Dover Shu B'Shevi Al Tase Yesh Koch B'Yad Chachamim Lakra, because the rabbis can say in this situation, don't do this mitzvah because of our concern that you use the tree. Mishnah Berurah continues in Sivkot Yutes, and he says, "Hainu she'oso miktsas karkois sukoso, part of the ground of the sukkah, and as well miktsas dofenosel, and part of the walls of the sukkah al rosh ilan are supported by the ilan, umiktsas karkoisa, umiktsas dofenosel, and the other part of the ground and the walls are supported by something else, a dover acher." And now, v'sichech al hadafonos, and now you put schach over this. So it depends. Im hi asuyo b'inyon, if you make it in such a way, shemini notola ilon, that if the tree were not to be there, tishor, hi omedes ala dover acher velo tipo, it would still be able to stand up. So then, as we pointed out in the mechaber, it's good. But if not, then it's no good. Sivkot and Chav, olam b'yontif, you're allowed to go up on an yontif in this situation where it's good. Hainu b'sulam, of course, you have to go up on a ladder. Shalad derech ilon, you can't, of course, climb on the tree. Sivkot and Chaf Aleph. But if it's not like that, then in Olam B'Biyantiv, the Kivan Shesmicha So Aloil, and since it's relying upon the tree, Nimtza Shechenichnas L'Socha, as soon as you go into the Sukkot, Mishtam Mishbil, and you're using the tree, and that is not allowed. With this, we conclude the beautiful Siman of Tov Reish Chaf Ches and start Tov Reish Chaf Tes, which we'll be dealing with for a while, and that's the Halachas of Schach. So we start off with the Mechaber Sif Aleph. In order for something to be kosher eschach, it has to have certain requirements. Sarushia, it has to have tzomeach, it has to grow from the ground, min aretz. Vitolush, and it has to be uprooted from the ground, it can no longer be connected to the ground, v'ena makabel tuma. And it is not makabel tuma. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Aleph tells us, the pasuk says, Chag HaSukkot Tasel L'cho Shivasim Emer Gomer, Bi'os B'cho Mi'gor N'cho Mi'ikvecha, and you collect the schach from your goren and from your yekev. What does that mean? V'darshinan, Shiyasa HaSukkot Mima Shema Asip Mi'psolos Goren V'yekev. That the schach of the sukkah has to be gathered from the waste, the leftovers, so to say, of your goren and yekev, which means the Hainu Koshin V'yeshkolos Reikonim, which means it's like straw and clusters and branches that are empty. The Chafetz Chaim in the Sharetzion Nosal says, as opposed to that, it still has fruits on it. Fuki sheish b'hem anovim, like we're learning the Sifyot. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, Hilkach, therefore, a mesachin el bedovish tzomeach minoritz. Therefore, you can only go and be mesachich on something that comes growth from the ground. Who achshav tolush, and now it's subsequently uprooted from the ground, and then it also has to have the criteria that it is not makabel tuma. The issue footnote number one brings down the af eitz hagodol ba'otzitz she'enu nokov b'tacht yiso. What about something growing in a flower pot that doesn't have a hole at the bottom, so it's technically not considered growing from the ground? So the nishmas adam brings down that that is still considered gedulei min ha'aretz, and the explanation is because it technically is called gorin and yekev, even though it's not growing directly from the ground. He brings a raya to this from the Yerushalmi, where it writes she'dalas, where you have a gourd that is that's growing inside the slough pot that doesn't have a hole at the bottom, nevertheless, you can use this. And he says, but of course, it should be detached from the flower pot. You shouldn't leave it in the flower pot and use it as schach. He then raises the interesting question, what about hydroponics, items that are grown just with water and not with the ground? So he brings them from Vayashu Zatzal, also Efshal Asachib, and they're perfectly good for Schach, and this is also the opinion of the Machaze Elio, based upon the Nishmasad that we brought down a few seconds ago. Shari Af Gidule Mayim, even hydroponically grown things are Nechshavim Min Goren V'yakev, and therefore, Imkein, Ein Tzor Shi Gadlu Min Aris, they don't literally have to grow from the ground, they just have to be from a species that normally is grown from the ground. So again, the Mishnah Berurah is telling us over here that it has to have these criteria, that it has to be like Gorin and Yekiv Psoles, and it has to be Tolush, and it can't be Makabel Tumah. Dumi the Psoles, Gorin the Yekiv, Sheesh Brem Kol Adrom Leilu, just like the Psoles of the Gorin and the Yekiv have these criteria. Sivkot and Beis, Venom Makabel Tumah, Pirush, Sheno Roy Makabel Tumah, it doesn't have the capability of accepting Tumah. Mechaber continues and he writes, but it doesn't blossom from the ground, even though Avopi, that it's technically called Gidula Minoritz, is supported by the ground, but the Eino Makabel Tumah, even though it's not Makabel Tumah, is no good. What is an example of such? Kigon Orel Shel Behema, the hides of an animal, which technically are also called Gidula Minoritz, because the cow or the animal is supported by the ground, albeit it's not Someach Minoritz. Shalom Nevdu, now this hide hasn't been worked, because otherwise it would be a clean, and it would be Makabel Tumah. So therefore, She'en Makabel Tumah. Or, mine matres, or types of metal that are from the ground, so they technically are from the ground, but they're not someach min aretz, eim esach min, you're not allowed to use them for schach. The Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Gimel, explains, kloma, shemiz gadel al aretz, they're from the ground, uloshon min lav davka, it doesn't mean literally from the ground someach, but it means it's supported by the ground. Sivkot and Dalit, such as metals, they weren't made into kelim, so they're not makabel tumah. Even though they come from the ground, who are then offer mamish and dirt as well, you can't use them for schach. They must be growing from the ground, the low karka mamish, and not actually karka itself. And the Ramah says, he likewise can't use dirt, he brings down from the rock. The issue foot number three says, what about glass? So glass comes technically from sand and not from the ground, albeit there were those that thought it originally came from the ground. And he says, based upon the Sefer Mikroi Kodesh, Hol Vizbarer Bizmanenu, nowadays we know, Shazchuches Asuyim Echol, that the glass comes from sand, Psulahi L'sichuch L'choladeos, you can't use glass for schach. He points out that there are other reasons why you might think that it's no good. For example, that it doesn't have tzel, it doesn't really create shade. The ein tzelos ruben chamasin, therefore the shade is not more than the sunlight. So he says there are reasons why that's not the reason that it's possible in those sources. With this, we conclude today's share.